Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today I like to tackle another one of these old assumptions that of course is not true, but everybody seemed to know about it and due to that believes it to be a fact. The lowering of pectoral fins. We all have seen it on pictures, the shark swims towards us with lower pectoral fins. The swimming is very awkward due to these lowered pectoral fins. And of course, everybody agreed, well, yeah, they must threaten us. They feel intimidated now. They threat us. Of course, that is not the case. And really, honestly, this one sits rather deep. As usual, the original idea of lowering pectoral fins is wrong. Big surprise, right? But unfortunately, with so much of our sharks, as just mentioned, someone had a not so brilliant idea what this lowering or lowered pectoral fins could be, spread the crap, and everybody believed it because no one took it upon himself or herself to test this assumption. I don't know what it is with sharks. There's so much stuff on the internet that is incorrect, but we just seem to accept it. Are people really of the opinion that we cannot just go out there and test these things, that it's too dangerous? I don't really know. But anyway, if they would have, what would they have noticed right away that this pectoral fin issue cannot be true? It is mind-boggling, really. It's mind-boggling how much stuff about sharks that float in it is incorrect. Just type in lowered pectoral fins or lowering pectoral fins and sharks and see what you get. Based on the internet and the gazillion people who believe they know sharks, lowering or lower pectoral fins is, based on them, a threat display against us, and you get a lot of hits. Of course, you can imagine it is not true, but no one ever questioned that. And I remember when I started to highlight the error back when, folks did not give me the benefit of the doubt, but accused me of being wrong because of their unproven assumption. So, I did field testing. I observed these sharks and came up with a different possibility, but automatically, I was be seen as wrong. But with so much in shark behavior, I couldn't care less what these folk thought, because even back when, for me, the most important thing was to defend these animals and get rid of all these wrongful assumptions. Although I was really surprised, and I still am about stuff I hear coming from some of their mouths, is how they try to prove their idea about this so-called threat display. The lowering of pectoral fins is a threat display against humans. Just picture the idea a shark had to develop, supposedly, a threat display against us. I mean, that must have been a very, very long phase of development, because if one shark should be able to have this display, all the others should have the same display. And why can't we see them? Why? Where is the really proof that this is a threat display? Well, there is no proof because it is not. Okay, so let's take the thing apart. First of all, there are two very different stages of these pectoral fins. The lowering one, the lower that is in process to be lowered, and the final stage, the lowered one. So one is the act of lowering them, the other one is the end phase of having them lowered. And this matters quite a bit. So based on that, you have two different behaviors. When a shark starts to lower them, it gets ready to react. By lowering pectoral fins, a shark increases his or her lateral surface, and shows that the shark accelerate, it can much easier steer. So when would a shark actually need that? Well, when it gets closer to a person, right? So of course, we've always seen them close to people, but again, not for the original idea of signaling a threat, but to get ready. Ready to take off by steering clear should the person do something that affects the safety of the shark. So that is one way how to use the pectoral fins in, of course, one meaning. And then there is the actual act of lowering pectoral fins. Before, yes, the shark was lower them, kind of slow but making itself ready. And now comes the act of lowering the fins. So what can the shark do? We should keep in mind that the shark steers by slightly lowering one or the other pectoral fins, and by slightly turning it can increase water resistance on the fin and so turn into that direction. So this is the regular function of pectoral fins. So now a shark developed something that I called pectoral burst. Whenever a shark has to react quickly in a tight spot, it quickly lowers both pecs, but one of them is slightly rotated, and due to this quick lowering of both pectoral fins, the shark pulls itself left or right. It creates a burst. So on one side, it is kind of a slow process where the shark then actually, if it accelerates, can easily steer. And this can be with fully lowered pecs, half lowered pecs, and then it's the quick act of lowering pectoral fins, which of course means acceleration. Of course, should no pectoral fin be turned in its axis, again, I just mentioned that the shark accelerates forward. So there you have the two applications for the use of pectoral fins close to humans. And it is necessary that they are rather close to us, in our immediate vicinity, at the inner circle, or already in the hot zone, because otherwise they would not be space restricted. Hence, there would be no need to act or react quickly. And that was, of course, part of this wrongful idea, because the shark started to come closer and lowered the fins, and he was then of course seen as a threat. But if you want to use the word threat, you would more say it was a being threatened display. So it's not threatening us, so it feels threatened by us. And secondly, once more, a behavior was misunderstood, and right away one jumped on the bandwagon that it must be hazardous towards us. It is really mind-boggling. Whenever a shark does something that has not been established yet in the general media, whatever, we assume something negative, something affecting our safety. So really, it's an old phenomenon when it comes to sharks. Whenever they do something, I just said it, or show up somewhere, there's automatic opinion that it can't be anything good. So this type of attitude brought many shark species to the brink of extinction, and we can't seem to stop this train. Of course, I can understand why people thought that lowering pectoral fins looked threatening, but what I can't understand is that some of my colleagues, which claim to be shark experts, believe in it as well. But then again, most of my colleagues hardly swim with sharks or deal with behavior, so their insight into the true behavior of sharks is not that good. Observing sharks does not mean watching them. You may say that is semantics, but it's not. Observing, at least the way I teach it, means not just to see a shark, but trying to understand what happens within the situation, like a video. On the other hand, watching is like a picture. Do you see where I go with this? By just watching a shark, you interpret the very moment. So if you don't see how a behavior progresses or the situation develops itself, you cannot really see the true meaning. So, most likely when lowered pectoral fins or lowering pectoral fins first appear, people just looked at it but did not observe it. So, whenever you have a chance to interact with a shark, try to observe rather than watch. That way, you don't just see all the little things that influence a shark, and more importantly, you understand, or at least try to comprehend, the animal in its entirety. And that is very important, that we see the shark not just taken out of the surroundings because, yeah, it's a white shark approaching us, so we just shut down everything. Try to observe what really goes on, and then it will give you a much better or a correct idea what's going on. Of course, because the environment is close connected to the observation of a shark and how it influences it. So that may not always be that obvious, of course, since you need to be taught how to look for things, or differently put, how to pick up all the factors involved. But that, of course, is a topic for a different show. Okay, I hope you have now an idea about two ways that pectoral fins can be used in closer vicinity, and understand that it is not a threat displayed towards us, it's more the sharks feel threatened. Okay? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, Have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.